All right, ready to dive in? Today, we're looking at the Tonomi Master API.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, and we've got some pretty technical stuff to work with. We've got excerpts from https.service.tonomimaster.com for lms.txt, looks like their own documentation, and a full OpenAPI specification.
Okay, so we're going deep.
Yeah, definitely a peek behind the curtain. So from what I've seen, Tonomi Master is all about the gas appliance industry.
You got it. Connecting retailers and manufacturers, the whole supply chain.
And the API is the glue that holds it all together.
Exactly. It lets all their systems talk to each other, streamlines everything, makes it, efficient.
Okay, so we've got gas appliances, we've got efficiency, but how about a real-world example? How would a retailer actually use this API?
Okay, imagine you're a retailer,
Right.
right? And you need to restock, let's say, a specific gas range.
Okay, I'm with you.
So instead of calling up a distributor or God forbid, sending a fax,
Ooh, the horror.
you can use the API, see instantly which manufacturers have it, what their price is.
Oh, so it's like a live inventory check across like a whole network of suppliers.
Exactly. No more waiting around for someone to call you back.
That's pretty slick. And then I guess once you find what you need, you can just place the order right through the API.
Shoot it. Model number, quantity, delivery address, boom, done. Instantly sent to the manufacturer.
That's going to save a ton of time and hassle for everyone. But I did notice something in the documentation. They talk about retail, maker, and common sections. What's that all about?
Ah, yeah, that's how they've structured the API.
Right.
Reflects the different players, right? Retailers on one side, manufacturers on the other.
So retail is for like finding products and placing orders. Maker is for managing those orders. And common is for what stuff they both need.
Exactly. Think product categories, delivery companies, that sort of thing.
Okay, starting to make sense. But I gotta admit, when I see a list of endpoints like retail products or maker orders makers, it kind of makes my head spin. Can we break that down a bit? What are these things actually doing?
Sure, let's demystify it a bit. Take retail products, for example. That's basically a digital catalog, all the products, descriptions, prices, you name it.
So it's not just a static list, it's like updated in real time.
Exactly. You're seeing what's actually available right now.
Okay, that's pretty powerful. And then there's retail orders.
Yep, that's where the orders get placed. All electronic, all the details captured through the API.
No more deciphering bad handwriting on order forms or lost faxes.
Exactly.
And on the manufacturer side, what are some of the key endpoints they'd be using?
Well, there's make orders makers. Think of it as their order dashboard. See all the incoming orders, manage inventory, track fulfillment, all in one place.
Okay, I'm really starting to see how this whole system fits together. The API is like the conductor orchestrating the whole process. Anything else in the documentation that jumped out at you? Anything particularly interesting?
Let me see. There's this endpoint retail product check code allows retailers to check if a specific product, using its code, if it exists and if it's available.
Oh, that's smart. So you don't end up placing an order for something that's out of stock. Saves everyone a headache.
Precisely. And there's this whole section on Kumo integration. Uses retail products Kumo and a bunch of other endpoints.
Kumo.
Yeah, not entirely sure what that is. Some other system, I guess. But it shows that a Tonomi Master is designed to connect with other platforms, not just a standalone thing.
So it's part of a larger ecosystem?
You could say that points to a bigger strategy, I think.
Okay, we've gone from what is an API to uncovering like a whole business strategy. This is getting interesting. But before we get too ahead of ourselves, I want to go back to those endpoints for a sec. We talked about a few examples, but there are like tons of them. What can we learn just from the sheer number and variety of these endpoints?
Right. It tells you something about the complexity of the whole system, right? You've got
Okay.
endpoints for order creation, confirmation, updates, delivery tracking, cancellations. It's like the whole life cycle of an order, all mapped out in code.
Whoa, it's like a digital map of the entire gas appliance supply chain.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And if you look closely at the data fields they're using, you see even more. Like they keep mentioning gas type it.
Right, so it's very specific to the gas appliance industry. But then there are also things like currency codes and date formats, even Japanese prefecture codes.
Oh, you noticed that.
Yeah.
Because you're handling transactions, data, all that across different regions, different business contexts.
So it's not just connecting retailers and manufacturers, it's connecting them across borders, different regulations, all of that.
Precisely. The API has to be flexible enough to handle all those variations. Make sure transactions go through smoothly, no matter where you are.
Okay, so we've got this comprehensive, adaptable API that's like the backbone of the whole gas appliance supply chain. But what does that actually mean for the businesses involved? How does this all translate to like a real-world impact?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? We've talked about the what of the Tanomi Master API, but now we need to dig into the why.
Okay, I like where this is going. We're getting into the strategy behind the technology. Now things are getting interesting.
Exactly. Why did Tanomi Master decide to build this API in the first place? What problems were they trying to solve, and how does it all fit into their bigger business strategy?
Those are some big questions, and I have a feeling the answers are going to tell us a lot about the future of the gas appliance industry.
Absolutely. So let's keep digging. Let's see what we can uncover about the why behind the Tanomi Master API. All
All right, let's do it. But first, I need a quick refill. We'll be back in a jiffy to continue our deep dive. All right, we're back. Still digging into this Tanomi Master API. Before the break, we were starting to get into the why. Like, why did they even build this thing? What's the strategy here?
Right. It's well, think about the gas appliance industry for a second.
Yeah, okay. What comes to mind is, well, it's a pretty traditional industry, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lots of, long-standing relationships, regional distributors, maybe even some paper order forms floating around.
Definitely not the first industry you think of when you think cutting edge.
But here's the thing, speed and efficiency, those matter everywhere these days, even if you're dealing with, physical goods.
Yeah, no one wants to wait around no matter what they're buying.
Exactly. So you could see Tanomi Master's API as, well, as a way to modernize. Bring this kind of old school sector into the digital age.
So they're like giving the gas appliance world a tech upgrade.
Yeah, something like that. You automate processes, make communication instant. Suddenly, everyone's working way more efficiently.
No more waiting on hold, no more lost paperwork.
Precisely. And don't forget all that data that's flowing through the API. That's a big part of the why, too.
Right, all those data fields, all that detail, but how does that translate into a, I don't know, a strategic advantage? What are they doing with all that data?
Well, they can analyze it, right? Get insights into market trends, see which products are in demand, even spot regional preferences.
So it's not just gut feeling or looking at last year's sales numbers. They're making decisions based on real-time data.
Exactly. They can use that to, well, to fine-tune their platform, make better recommendations to retailers, maybe even anticipate future demand.
That's got to be a huge advantage in a competitive market. It's like having a, a bird's eye view of the whole industry.
And it goes beyond just reacting. With enough data, they could start predicting, seeing shifts in the market before they happen, identifying emerging needs, staying ahead of the curve.
It's like having a what's that thing? A crystal ball, seeing the future of the industry.
Yeah, good analogy. And especially in an industry that's, maybe been a little slower to adopt new technology, this data-driven approach gives them a real edge.
While everyone else is playing catch up, they're like sprinting ahead.
Right. So when you understand the why behind this API, you see it's not just a tech tool. It's a strategic asset. Helps them stay competitive, maybe even dominate the market.
It's like they've taken something as, I don't know, as mundane as ordering gas appliances and turned it into this gold mine of data and insights.
And that brings us to a bigger point. APIs, they're becoming central to how businesses operate, how they compete in pretty much every industry.
So it's not just a tech thing anymore, it's a business thing.
Exactly. And understanding how they work, well, that's not just for the techies anymore either.
It's for anyone who wants to like understand how the business world works, how things are changing.
Absolutely. It helps you see those connections, right?
Yeah.
The links between technology, business strategy, the bigger forces that are shaping the market.
We've gone from like deciphering code to analyzing business models and understanding how these seemingly simple tools can have such a huge impact.
And remember, this is just one example. APIs are everywhere. Countless ways they're being used across every industry you can think of.
It's mind-blowing to think about all that data moving around, all the potential that's there.
Which brings us to another important point about APIs, something we haven't talked about yet. The potential risks, the
Oh
challenges.
yeah, good point. We've been like all sunshine and roses, but there's got to be a flip side, right?
Of course. With great power comes great responsibility, right? All this data, all these connections, that opens up potential vulnerabilities,
Yeah.
security risks, privacy concerns, the possibility of misuse.
So it's not just about building and using APIs, it's about doing it responsibly, ethically.
Exactly. We need to keep digging into those issues, explore the potential downsides alongside all the benefits.
So we were talking about the risks, the downsides of APIs, all that data floating around, security, privacy, all that. Does Tenomi Master address any of that in their documentation?
Yeah, they do mention some security measures, encryption, access controls, that kind of thing. But it's always a tough balance.
Yeah, so.
Well, the more data you have, the more connections you make, the bigger the target you become, right?
True. And it's not just about protecting the data. It's also about, you know, using it responsibly. How do we know companies like Tenomi Master aren't going to misuse all this information?
Yeah, that's a big question. And it's bigger than just one company, right? As APIs become more common, we need to be having these conversations about data governance, transparency, ethics.
It's not just a tech issue, it's a societal issue.
Exactly. We got to make sure the benefits outweigh the risks.
For sure. But hey, can we shift gears for a second? We've talked a lot about the tech stuff, the business strategy, all that. But I'm curious about, you know, the actual impact. Has this API actually made a difference in the gas appliance industry?
Well, from what I've seen, it seems to be working. Retailers are saying things are faster, fewer errors. They've got better info about inventory.
So it's not just talk. It's actually changing how people do business.
Yeah, it's having a real impact.
Yeah.
And as more companies adopt this, well, I think we'll see even more benefits, maybe even new ways of doing business that we haven't thought of yet.
That's pretty exciting. But I also wonder, like, what about the long term? Could this lead to, I don't know, fewer companies? Like, the big guys squeeze out the smaller ones.
It's possible. If you need a fancy API to compete, well, maybe only the big companies can afford that. But it could also go the other way, right? Maybe this gives smaller companies access to tools and resources they didn't have before.
So it could level the playing field.
Potentially. It's like technology can be disruptive, but it can also be inclusive. Depends how it's used.
Makes you think, for sure. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. We started with some technical documents and ended up talking about, like, the future of an entire industry and the bigger picture of how tech is changing everything.
Yeah, and this is really just scratching the surface. The world of APIs, it's huge. It's constantly evolving.
So keep learning.
Exactly. Keep asking questions. Keep exploring. There's always more to discover.
Great advice. Thanks for walking us through all this. I'm already looking forward to the next deep dive.